They parked in the lot of the 7-Eleven, got out, and walked inside. As usual, a huge dumb cop stood pretending to read a strokebook magazine at the front counter. In actuality, Charles Freck knew, he was checking out everyone who entered to see if they were intending to hit the place.
"What do we pick up here?"
he asked Barris, who was casually strolling about the aisles of stacks of food. "A spray can," Barris said, "of solar cane."
"Sunburn spray?"
Charles Freck did not really believe this was happening, but on the other hand,
who knew? Who could be sure?
He followed Barris to the counter. This time, Barris paid. They purchased the can of solar cane and then made it past the cop and back to their car. Barris drove rapidly from the lot down the street on and on at high speed, ignoring posted speed limit signs until finally he rolled to a halt before Bob Arctor's house, with all the old unopened newspapers in the tall grass of the front yard. Stepping out, Barris lifted some items with wires dangling from the back seat to carry indoors.
Voltmeter, Charles Freck saw,
and other electronic testing gear and a soldering gun.
"What's that for?"
he asked.
"I've got a long and arduous job to do," Barris said, carrying the various items plus the solar cane up the walk to the front door.
He handed Charles Freck the door key.
"And I'm probably not getting paid, as is customary."
Charles Freck unlocked the door and they entered the house. Two cats and a dog rattled at them, making hopeful noises. He and Barris carefully edged them aside with their boots. At the rear of the dinette, Barris had, over the weeks, laid out a funky lab of sorts. Bottles and bits of trash here and there, worthless-looking objects he had filched from different sources. Barris, Charles Freck knew from having to hear about it, believed not so much in thrift as in ingenuity. "You should be able to use the first thing that came to hand to achieve your objective," Barris preached. "A thumbtack, a paperclip, part of an assembly, the other part of which was broken or lost." It looked to Charles Freck as if a rat had set up shop here, was performing experiments with what a rat prized.